It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for November 25th.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Today's word is jejune, spelled J-E-J-U-N-E. Jejune is an adjective. It's a formal word often used as a synonym of the word juvenile, to describe things such as behaviors, attitudes, etc., that are immature, childish, or simplistic. It can also mean uninteresting or boring. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by William Finnegan. These formulations, rise up or submit, insist on your autonomy, border on the jejune. Yes, we live in a world of laws, drudgery, interdependence. But we also live in a world rife with real injustice, and, like any concept, freedom is always contextual. Starved for excitement? You won't get it from something jejune. The term comes to us from the Latin word jejunus, which means empty of food, hungry, or meager. When English speakers first used jejune back in the 1600s, they applied it in ways that mirrored the meaning of its Latin parent, lamenting jejune appetites and jejune morsels. Something that is meager rarely satisfies, and before long, jejune was being used not only for meager meals or hunger, but also for things lacking in intellectual or emotional substance. It's possible that the word gained its now popular juvenile or childish sense when people confused it with the look-alike French word jeune, spelled J-E-U-N-E, which means young. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.